Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. In today's episode, I would like to discuss how communication and perception interact, especially as it relates to individuals with narcissistic tendencies. Have you ever found yourself reacting to what someone said, only to realize later that your response was based on something entirely different from what was actually communicated? Many of us have experienced this, but it feels different when you are someone who exhibits narcissistic tendencies. Individuals with narcissistic tendencies may often misinterpret what is being communicated to them, not necessarily due to a misunderstanding of the words themselves, but due to a distorted perception of intent or emotion behind the communication. This misinterpretation can arise from their heightened sensitivity to criticism or perceived slights. For example, what is intended as a harmless comment or constructive feedback might be interpreted as an attack on their character or abilities, leading to defensive or confrontational responses. The way individuals with narcissistic traits communicate and perceive their experiences can often lead to problems in their relationships. And for those interacting with individuals with narcissistic tendencies, it can often feel like walking on eggshells, where even simple conversation can easily lead to misunderstandings or arguments. Individuals with narcissistic traits may often misinterpret the intentions of others. This can lead to a breakdown in trust and understanding, making genuine connection challenging. For example, your partner may tell you, "You forgot to take out the trash again." This straightforward reminder may cause you to hear, "You're incompetent. How can you not remember something so simple?" This cognitive distortion between what was actually said and what is heard can often lead to misunderstandings, conflicts, and unnecessary stress in your relationship. Essentially, as a result of cognitive distortion, you are not hearing what you are hearing. The concept of cognitive distortions was primarily developed by psychiatrist Aaron T. Beck in the 1960s. Beck observed these distorted thinking patterns in his patients with depression, and found that these irrational thoughts contributed significantly to their mental health issues. This phenomenon is a form of misinterpretation often associated with a psychological or cognitive bias, where the actual message is distorted by your perceptions, emotions, or expectations. Fundamentally, you are listening to what you are being told through a filter that is layered with all of your life experiences. Several factors may be causing you to misconstrue what you are hearing. One reason may be negative filtering. This is a cognitive distortion where a person focuses almost exclusively on the negative aspects of a situation, ignoring any positive aspects. In the example given, negative filtering will cause you to hear a reminder to take out the trash as an accusation that you are lazy, incompetent, and can't do anything right. Further, you may not realize you are engaging in negative filtering as a result of confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is the tendency to search for, interpret, and recall information in a way that confirms your pre-existing beliefs. If you expect negative outcomes, you are more likely to filter out positive information that contradicts your expectations. You may also be using negative filtering as a defense mechanism to prepare for the worst. By focusing on the negative aspects, you may believe that you are better equipped to handle potential disappointments or challenges. Your life experiences significantly influence how you interpret and react to the world around you. This includes how you listen and what you choose to hear. If you have been hurt or let down in the past, you may be more inclined to filter out positive information as a way to protect yourself from getting hurt. You may have learned to listen only to the negative in order to not be blindsided. Individuals with narcissistic traits will go to great lengths in order to not feel feelings of rejection, shame, and guilt, including filtering what is being said and listening for cues that indicate their partners may potentially hurt them. It is possible to overcome negative filtering by becoming aware of your patterns of behavior and challenging them. You can do this in a number of ways. A great approach is to closely look at your relationships and understand how your actions affect them. I realize this may be difficult to do, but learning to be accountable for our behaviors is a way towards positive and meaningful change. Another reason you may distort what you are hearing is that you may be engaging in the defense mechanism of projection. Projection occurs when individuals attribute their own insecurities or flaws to others. In the example of taking out the trash, if you are feeling insecure about your memory or competence, a simple reminder could be misconstrued as an attack on your character. As a result of projection, you may think that they are reminding you because they believe you are forgetful, incompetent, or incapable of remembering simple tasks. Projection has a way of blinding you and taking away your ability to see the world as it truly is. As a result of this, a neutral and practical request to take out the trash may be seen as an attack, which will lead you to engage in an unnecessary counterattack that can have a damaging impact on your relationship. You may respond in an emotional way that is disproportionate to the situation, such as feeling unjustly criticized, attacked, or belittled. This behavior may lead to unnecessary stress in your relationship, due to your partner becoming confused or hurt by your overreaction. They may then react in a negative way, which may result in an argument or disconnect that started because you are not hearing what you think you are hearing. There are many ways to avoid projecting your insecurities onto your relationship. The first step involves recognizing that you are engaging in this behavior and learning to confront and question this mindset whenever it emerges. It may also be necessary to involve professional guidance to better understand and manage the underlying insecurities or issues that are causing the behavior. It is important to remember that by understanding the why of your behavior, you can learn to have healthier interpretations of your interactions. Another cognitive distortion that can lead to misinterpreting what you are hearing is mind reading. I don't mean the psychic variety of mind reading, but the tendency to assume you know exactly what the other person is thinking, why they say what they say, and imagining the worst. Essentially, mind reading involves assuming you know what others are thinking, without any real evidence. In the case of your partner reminding you to take out the trash, you engage in mind reading by assuming without evidence that they are implying something negative about your competence or capabilities. This distortion can result in misunderstandings, miscommunications, and can further intensify feelings of anxiety, insecurity, and conflict in relationships. You may be engaging in this behavior as a way to anticipate criticism, rejection, or disapproval from others. It is a preemptive attempt to gauge another person's thoughts and feelings to avoid conflict or a negative outcome. Your previous negative experiences, especially those involving rejection and misunderstanding, may lead you to believe you can or must predict another person's thoughts to protect yourself. There are many ways to stop the habit of mind reading in a relationship. It is important to first acknowledge that you may be engaging in this behavior. It is essential that you learn to recognize when you are assuming what your partner is thinking or feeling without evidence. Remember, awareness is the first step towards change. Foster a safe environment where you and your partner are able to express your thoughts and feelings openly and without judgment. Before acting on an assumption, ask yourself if you have concrete evidence. Challenge your thoughts by considering alternative explanations. Another way to avoid mind reading is to practice active listening and learn to check in on your assumptions. Active listening occurs when you listen to understand, not to respond. Pay attention to what your partner is actually saying, rather than what you fear they might be saying. During the conversation, check in on your assumptions by asking what your partner thinks or feels, instead of assuming. By seeking feedback during the conversation, you can make certain that you are interpreting what they are saying and feeling correctly. By becoming aware of the interaction between communication and perception, and the role of cognitive distortions, we can actively work to challenge and change our behavior. We can then begin to foster healthier ways to communicate and stronger connections with others. The journey of self-awareness and adjustment is not only important for those with narcissistic tendencies, but for anyone striving to improve their interpersonal relationships. This journey encourages self-exploration and dialogue, both with ourselves and others. Thank you for your dedication to growth and understanding. It's challenging but rewarding, leading to deeper connections and mutual respect. This isn't just about self-improvement. It's a commitment to enriching our relationships. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. Until next time, see you soon.